This is a production of Cornell University.
GPSA meeting August 27th.
I already called the meeting in order, so the first item on agenda, I'd like to introduce everyone, not by me, but by everyone, him or herself, because we formed this team last year, and we didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with each other. So I guess everyone can just state your name, your major, and one or two things about yourself. We will do more of this at a retreat soon coming up, but we can do a brief introduction right now. Let's start from this side. Including.
Amy O'Donnell, I work in the Alfred Assembly.
Dean, I work in the Office of Assemblies as well.
I'm Rebecca Harbison, and I'm
Brian. I'm also from the Brenda Wicks, I'm the new assistant dean for graduate student life in the grad school.
Can I help with
DS2 and friend of GPSA? Hi, Heath Duke, newly elected student
trustee. I'm just a general member of our second year meeting study skill.
Mike Walsh, Biowatch Environment Engineer. Third year now.
Amy Richter, I'm a fourth-year chemistry PhD student, and don't ask the question of when I'm going to graduate. And I'm the secretary this year. You've already gotten an email from me today. So.
And we have a guest of Janet, our president last year. I'm sure you all know her.
So Amy O'Donnell over here is requesting that we all speak nice and loud, and I probably have the loudest voice and am sitting right in front of the mic. So you'll need to speak up because we're recording everything tonight instead of having a clerk.
And now we move on to open forum. If you are you have anything up to it, to the community, you can say it.
I just wanted to say that the Vet School is having a benefit concert next Thursday, December 6th. It's for World Rabies Day, which is officially on December 8th. So we're throwing a sort of rock concert at Castaway. It's at 9 p.m. with a $5 donation that's going to benefit the Lions for Rabies Insurance. I also wonder if I can pass these out, and if you can maybe take one or two and try to post it at your school. And whatever
leftover
slides
you have,
you can
come back. Okay. Any other items?
If I could, I'm not sure if this was on somebody else's agenda for later, but there will be child care grant subsidies available to students with children. The application went up on the OHR Benefit Services website today. An announcement also went out to all the DGSs and GRFs to their
students, but
I just wanted to spread the word that those
applications
are due by
September 14th, so there's a pretty short turnaround for it. I received that email.
Oh, good.
It
was new.
Is that applicable only to graduate students or also professional students?
Graduate, undergraduate, and professional students. Any matriculated Cornell students? Yep.
Yeah, that's a great news. Any other items for open
Yeah.
Two things to you. This summer, Bonnie McClure and myself negotiated an agreement for free digital music from digital music service on campus that will be free to all students beginning very shortly. So for those of you who are interested in downloading digital music, it will become available. So it is free. So. Yeah, I mean, like NASA, we have a NASA program. Yeah.
I just want to ask you, do you know if it's the only one like NASA?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not very great.
Is it limited to Cornell IP addresses?
I believe it is, yeah. Now, that brings up another issue, and that is GIT is actively investigating whether we should migrate the student email account to Gmail. And so I would invite the assembled GPSA to consider how they want to be involved in this discussion. Student assembly that you can think maybe want to find a joint committee to sit with CIT to discuss it. But before CIT does anything, they'd like to know what students think about migrating to Gmail.
Can we invite them to our council meeting, or we have to go to their discussion?
I don't think they would be against coming necessarily. If you'd like to have a discussion here.
Does that mean
that you
Gmail account or the...
Yeah, you still have your Cornell ID and your own Cornell, you know, your name and Cornell ID to you. But we all through Gmail.
Well, what's the difference if you have a Gmail account and you have a Cornell account, and you have a Cornell account and you have a Gmail account, and the same time you can use your Cornell ID to send your email from your Gmail. Does that make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference to the Cornell CIT So it makes a big difference to the Cornell, but it may not make that much difference to you.
Okay.
But there are, you know, all the amenities that come from the Gmail account that provide this. But it would be the New York would go away. But I think that the CIT really does need feedback, and I think that.
Do they have a timeline for this?
They'll probably use the next several months.
Okay. We'll try to put them in probably.
So I'll put them in touch with you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Any other items for open forum? Let's move on to the next one. Executive update. Let's start with... Okay. Let me start. So I have some simple updates. Over the summer, I went to New York City and meet with the counterpart at New York City, the Well Medical School. They basically have two student organizations, two student governments. One is called GSEC. It's Graduate Student Executive Council. They are the graduate students who do research, the same way as the PhD students here. And they have another one is Medical Student Executive Committee. Those are the professional students going to be physicians in the future. So I meet with both of them. I attend one of the GSEC meetings. They show interest of some joint events with us, probably joint meetings through the video conference or physically meeting with us. Either we go out to New York City or they come over here. And one of their members actually agreed to serve as a liaison to our meeting because he has some joint research here. He will be able to come once a month and attend either council or assembly meeting. And we also extend our invitation to every summit to them. So their president, the GSEC, the graduate assembly president, will serve as one representative at the every summit. representing you're going to represent five people in the past we all select representative from GPSA, but this year we will send four from us and one from there. I think as the year goes by, we will organize some joint events with New York campus. If you have any idea, you can email Celia or me. And as the representative from MIC campus comes here, I will introduce him and we can discuss some more. There's a minor point. I got email about the control fuel discount. The Congress, I think one previous deal got expired, which gives the campus related drugstore discount on such fuels. Since it gets expired and it doesn't get renewed, so all the students will suffer from an increase in price. But most graduate students should be fine because our health insurance covers it. So the copay will not change. But it may affect some student spouse or people who don't have the type of insurance that covers contraceptive pills. So we plan to discuss this at Abi Summit. If you have any info, you can email me. That's the update from me. Michelle?
Well, a couple points that I'd like to hit on. The GCI committee met in June. I want you all to know, for those of you who maybe aren't familiar, the Graduate Community Initiative, hopefully you're all familiar, but that was the big feat that last year's assembly accomplished, and it gained a lot of attention from administrators, staff, faculty, and even the board of trustees. So a committee was formed based off of that initiative. It consists of basically all of the above, graduate students, faculty, staff, administrators. We had a meeting in June, which went very well. We set out some potential short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term goals. The committee wants to make sure that graduate students don't think that this is just getting tabled and forgotten, and that's far from it. Many people campus-wide have read the initiative, and we've become aware of that through some of the committee work that we're getting started. So I just want you all to be aware of that. If people have heard of it and they're wondering what's going on, well, it's still a work in progress. And in fact, I've invited Sunny Power to come to our core meeting on September 10th, and she's going to speak a little bit more about it.
Sunny is a co-chair of the UPI working group.
Right. And the dean of the graduate school. Post June, nothing really happened. The university kind of closed down in July, and then, in fact, we haven't had a meeting yet here in August either. But you can count on me and Janet will be involved in that committee. Several people will be involved, and we'll be reporting back to the assembly report. So we'll keep you updated. And then I guess my other update was a fun update. We had a GPSA softball team this summer.
Yay!
And it was a lot of fun. I hope that we can continue doing stuff like that to, you know, get outside of these meetings, get outside the barn, and get to know each other in other venues. So, it's just recreational softball, so I won't say any sort of record, but we did very well. And it was fun. I didn't keep track. But we had a good time. And so hopefully we can do some more IM sports. If anybody's interested, you know, let me know and I'll keep you on my list because I surely like to do that sort of stuff.
Do you want to talk about orientation?
Or do you want to?
Go for it.
Okay. Orientation happened last week, and thanks to the work of lots of people in the dean's office, including Brenda, I think it was a huge success. You and Amy and I gave a brief talk in the big meeting that we had in Bailey Hall, just kind of introduced people to the GPSA, showed them our website, show them where they could get more information, and then we tabled at the resource fair in Trillium and let people know about the GPSA info listserv that we've got that Mike Walsh started last year. We want to keep riding that wave and getting more people on the listserv because we feel it's a great way to communicate with our constituents. So I ask you all, that's something I'm taking over this year, and I ask you all to really publicize that, let people know it exists, and I can get them subscribed, or they can even subscribe themselves. It's just the general Lyric listserv, so we hope to get lots of people on that list. I didn't count, but I did get them all in for today.
Okay. I thought it was 700.
It's somewhere around 700, right? Somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, there are a lot of people on the list, so it'll be a great way for us to communicate.
Will you be reaching through a mission after the email for you? Because you get the
Well, I'll be sending out an email over GPSA info soon, very soon. Hopefully you all are on it. If not, let me know, and I'll put you on it. And then I guess through that, I'll use that as a way to introduce GPSA and welcome people to the listserv. And I guess my suggestion would be send that out. And then, in fact, I'll even put how to subscribe to the listserv in that first email that I send out, and that way people can do it on their own. But yeah, that would be great if you guys could send it out to your constituents and department.
Because usually we don't have control over your department email, but usually you can send it to every graduate student. So if you can forward it to us first, then that will expand our reach.
So I guess before you leave tonight, if you're not on GPSA info, and hopefully you would want to be, come and talk to me, and I'll write down your NIDs and I'll get
the answer. Okay, so my main job right now is committees, and more committees. So you guys have gotten an email where you see that there are several committees that are asking for representatives here early. If you Slack the Student Library Advisory Committee or Council, I don't remember if it's committee or council, it's run out of Olin Library, and the library is really asking graduate students this year for a lot of input. They have increased their representation on this particular committee from 1 to 3 already this fall, and are asking for representatives from each one of the professional schools as well, in addition to those 3, which they're contacting deans for that. So, and they're also asking for graduate students to help with the Banned Books Week and with focus groups on the Olin Library renovation. So keep an eye out for that. In terms of other things going on, there's also been a Child Care Services Committee formed. So if you have any constituents that you know of that have children and child care is kind of an issue to them, send them my way, because they're trying to figure out how to tailor this new child care center that's supposed to be up. We're still told as of this time next year, it's supposed to be open. And so they're still trying to figure out how that's going to run and things along that line. You'll also see 2 resolutions in front of you tonight. Either one of those we're voting on. We'll give a little bit clearer explanation of them when they come up, and kind of how they go from there. But it's just to do some of the committee stuff and clean it up and really make committee representatives much more accountable to GPSA and their constituents. But I'll explain more about those a little later, because that's the appropriate place to do it.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Let's move on to committee chair of the report. So start from Sean, who's the FCC chair.
In the summer, we submitted the budget for the next 2 years, from 2008 to 2010. So GPS running fee in for this 2 years are $2.10. But in the next 2 years, we will hold the IB summit. So it will be about $8,000. So we divide it by 6,000 graduate students and by 2 years. So now we expect our running fee to increase from $2.10 to $2.76. So we just send the application. And in this year, I think our main target is to decide to approve all the byline funding groups application and to say whether they should get the match financial support and how much should we support them. Yeah, that is what we will do in this
Let
year.
Let me give you a little bit background. So FTC will decide the actually, GPSA will decide a student activity fee for graduate and professional students every 2 years. The current level is decided, I guess, 1 year ago. So this year is also another cycle. We will decide the level for 2009 and 2010. Basically, currently we collect $68 for students from all the students, and the money goes to 11 byline funded groups. GPSA is one, and there are a lot of others. You can go to check them out online. What Sean talked about is how much we will request from the activity fee, because our annual, I guess, business funding is from activity fee. As he said, we currently request $2.10.
So our pizza are from this.
Yeah, exactly. But that's $2 every person out of 6,000 students. What the request he mentioned here is because there is an Ivy Summit among the Ivy League schools. It got sponsored by one Ivy League school every year. And there are 8 of them. I think 5 of them have already sponsored it. So in the next 3 years, we are looking forward to host it. And I asked the chair of Brown University, who is the host this year, they are looking at $8,000 as a budget for hosting it. It will be a good advertisement for that school and that student organization or assembly. But it's also costly. And we are looking into building this to our student activity fee. Maybe we can find some other alternatives. Suppose if the slow day programming board doesn't request funding from us anymore. Because they may become a byline funding group, it doesn't mean they don't need money. It's just they don't come from our budget, then we will save $4,000 every year. So there are some complications. I think as the meeting goes on, we will see a lot more discussion on that. But that's the background for this. Can you update us about our current funding, current level spending in our account?
We have about, I think, $3,000 left.
For in our account, not including?
Yeah, but we don't know how the inflation will be. If there's high inflation, then we need maybe a lot of money or something like that. Just kidding.
Is this carryover from last year that we have in our account?
From last year, we have something left, but also we need to consider something unexpected. For example, the slow day organization, they may request more, and we should have something to for emergency or for the rainy days, something like that.
I guess if we have 3,000 currently, we are looking at 12,000 income from the activity fee that will make it.
I think if there's nothing big happens, we can surely survive at least for this year. But we still cannot expect all the things for the coming year. So.
Okay. Yes. Next time maybe we will create a budget on the GPSA.
So as you guys all probably went to the grad ball last year, there was a huge success, and it was really fun. So this year, in addition to that, we're going to try to do more events for the GCSA on the events committee. So what we're going to plan between now and next meeting is a retreat, and that's for all of the executive members. And that's going to be a rope course and 10 team building exercise. And then throughout the semester, we're going to plan two grad night out. We know last year they were where you sponsor, I think it was like $200 bar tab at level B. And then, you know, you come and you get a drink, and then whenever the bar tab runs out, you can go stay or you can go. And that was really fun. There was a lot of people there for that. So we're going to try to do more of those. And then, obviously, we're going to start planning for the main event, which is the grad ball. And then, oh, wait, one other thing is we're going to try to do an event with the Weill Cornell Grad Medical School in New York City.
The current date for the retreat is September 23rd.
Sunday.
So just save it to your calendar.
Yep.
It will be during the day, in the morning or afternoon. For all the assembly members, I hope you can all come. If you can't come, you can email Celia or the three of us. If there are too many people who can't come, then we will consider moving around.
So 23rd.
Currently
it's the 23rd, which is a Sunday. And we're going to try to do it in the morning so that, you know, your afternoon is available.
Morning conflicts with some personal views type of thing. So if anybody is religious or church, that tends to conflict with that. So I'd actually recommend afternoon.
Yeah,
we can also check with the event provider.
I mean, I'm just saying it's...
yeah, we can do afternoon or Saturday. I mean, whichever is easiest. Just kind of email me, let me know your availability.
Yeah.
So I can start planning the...
Currently, we propose Sunday, but if many people prefer Saturday, we can move it. Leon, where is he?
All right, so, yeah, this has been working. How was that? What did you do? Basically, I was trying to register GSA, but then I found out we really don't have to register here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can help you to do some of it.
Yeah.
But in fact, his role is very important. You will see him reporting every time from now on. So over the summer, this is the first year we start the summer funding for student groups. Because maybe they didn't know this for a long time, so we get 6 applications, we allocate $2,745, ranging from $60 to $1,100, with all kinds of activities. We hope next year we will have more, because our upper bound is like $20,000. No, yeah, $20,000. Janet.
Yeah, so I didn't want to say anything to me, but I didn't talk to Peggy at the Office of Assembly, but apparently the calendar is now fixed, so that you can put in when you add your event to the Cornell Events calendar, there's a little box you can stick into the GPSA, and it'll automatically go to a page on our website, and we'll also get updated there. So now people can go to the GPSA website and click through and find out all the events that are hosted by the GPSA or GPSA FC funding groups on that one page. People like it.
I've
been working on this for like 2 years, and
it
finally happened, and then
it
is
in the
GPSA,
and it's
my mind,
so it's
already great. Yeah, that's, we have our own.
I'm
really
excited.
It works. I listened to an event on there
a lot,
so.
Yeah, next time maybe we will have some projectors so that we can show it live. And we will also, did we have the instruction online, because I see? Because we will put some instruction for the group about how to host their events. Because that's a requirement now. If they receive our funding, they have to do it.
And there should be separate boxes, separate tags for the GPSA and the GPSA.
I don't think there is.
There is.
Yeah.
GPSA right now.
Yeah.
Because all the groups, student groups, get money from SG. GPSA, they don't give them any money.
Yeah.
But they are a finance funded group, which we didn't require them to do anything about that. So.
Yeah, the thing is that on the web form, it's just one box and also the GPSA. So I assume that means GPSA SD. But I would not get it worked.
Right.
I think you could put that as the, you know, broad category and, you know,
getting
clearly
the
instructions.
But
well,
the problem is there are two types of events. There are like these meetings.
Okay.
You can flag the GPSA and like the grad ball, and we flag them as GPSA. But for stuff that's funded by the GPSA, we should have separate flags.
I think
the purpose of having the flag is just so that it will be connected to our assembly's calendar on the GPSA website.
Yeah.
And so whether it's GPSA, GPSA FC, it's mostly just tagging it as a grad student event.
The other thing is the GPSA tag is the idea that any event of interest to grad students, which would include things funded by the GPSAFC, it could possibly also include GPSA meetings.
Mm-hmm.
There's another tag that we've just set up, but we haven't yet posted events under this, which will be an assembly tag, which will be anything relating to campus governance, whether it's grad or non-grad. So GPSA meetings will be listed under that too, as soon as it's functional.
I think right now, like, you'll see organizations on the event page. I was just there today. You know, there's different presentations from the Johnson Art Museum and things like that. So it's being used to say these events are of interest to grad students, and I think that that's the valid and valuable purpose, and it ends up on our website. And adding another level, I'm not convinced that adding the designation between GPSA and GPSAFC would be valuable. I think it would add an extra level of complication.
But maybe in the future we will have too many events listed that we need to separate them, but we hope that will happen soon. Let's move on to the next point. I guess Michelle already did the GCI update, so we will... Oh, by the way, I amended. We plan to put up a forum about the discussion of GCI, put up our agenda minutes, and discussion space for any graduate students and professional students to leave comments. So I hope that will be up soon. Let's move on to next agenda item. New resolutions by Amy and Mike.
Okay, so on the same page. Resolution 1, first one, this is a chart change before we all into it earlier, so we are not going to be voting this on this today. Just introducing it right now, explaining it. Basically, it changed the role of the GPSA secretary somewhat. A couple years ago, and Jenna might remember this better than I do, the secretary never had to go to the UA meeting. The secretary was not a de facto UA member. UAB, the University Assembly, for those of us who are here. And one member of the GPSA, who was both the secretary, was going to be the secretary and the UA member at the time, decided that it might be a good idea to maintain the same position. I think since that member finished off that position as secretary and UA member, most of the recent GPSA secretaries have had problems meeting this requirement due to a whole number of reasons. Basically, time is one thing. We're trying to focus. I was a secretary 2 years ago, and it was just hard to focus on both. Hard to focus on setting up committees and finding people to the right positions and making sure that the GPSA was operating functionally and having to deal with this whole other level of UA stuff. Now, maybe for somebody that might be possible, but I think but I found it to be very difficult. The past year, Secretary Arnold found it to be extremely difficult. Secretary Group for me also found it to be difficult, and Amy came to me with this problem a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I'll let her explain right now.
So my problem is, is that my lab group meetings are from 4:30 to 6 on Wednesday, and are mandatory for those of you that work in research labs. You know that group meetings are not optional. And UA meetings are Wednesdays once a month from 4:30 to 6. My advisor, who used to serve on UA and is completely and totally useless, is not real excited about me trying to do it anyway. But that's another separate issue. And so right now I've been able to make the last two UA meetings because of random last-minute lab meeting cancellations. And in terms of vision and focus, UA is trying to regain some of its validity, per se, or authority over some of these general input committees as well. And I think in many respects, it would be valuable to have a member in general who is not being torn between trying to focus on GPSA and UA, because we are all graduate students and we're here to be getting a degree as well. And so to try and put two things on one person is really, really difficult to do well. And if you have questions specifically, you can address them either myself or Mike or whatnot. I also, one other thing before I give the floor back here. So I think it's valuable to, if somebody wants to do this, they can choose to do it. But I think if we mandate it, in the future even after I'm gone or there, you know, somebody else might be able to time-wise do it or not do it, it's valuable to not lose somebody from this position because if they have a class conflict on a Wednesday night, or one semester they can make it and one semester they can't. I think it's valuable to have that option for the future. And also, we're adding in some reporting rules later on, so we're not losing this connection between our UA reps and the assembly here. We're not losing that connection. We're still keeping that connection with the policy and things along that line. So,
just to go over the resolution and address the three parts of it one by one, this is all about just trying to create a better level of flexibility for our members and our representatives and our executive committee. So just to start off, we had to do a couple changes in a couple different spots. Article 214, we struck out the line that the Secretary shall automatically serve as the first delegate to the University Assembly. That's pretty clear, the primary goal of this resolution. And then we added the little kind of rule saying that at least one representative will be elected from the voting membership of the GPSA and serve as liaison for UASCRC and the Executive Committee. So this is, we put this in there to kind of replace that role that the Secretary had to get more another person from the GPSA, from the actual voting body, involved. I think this is one of the best ways to do it. It leaves the other two positions open for the wider community, but it still keeps strong ties to GPSA in any way. We struck out if such a delegate misses more than one GPSA business meeting or two GPSA general meetings of the semester without notifying the GPSA executive committee or able their absence. The delegate may be recalled by a majority vote of seated GPSA members present and anyone who likes it. Looking at this, and to me it kind of seemed a little bit draconian, especially in the past couple of years that we've been kind of letting the UA be the UA. And Jim, that year has been a great UA representative, a great UA chair, and last year I didn't require him to come to any of these meetings, primarily because I knew he had class at the time. But also because he has a very effective line of communication between his executive post on the UA and the executive of the GPSA. And I think with having a UA liaison, a UA member, who's actually a member of the GPSA, responsible for reporting UA activities to the GPSA, That takes out this weird ex officio membership that we're requiring of all UA representatives. Article 5 is basically doing the same thing that we did in Article 214, just striking out the UA responsibilities in the secretary position. And Article 8 is the GPSA, we added in the GPSA University Assembly representatives. That all three of them shall be considered voting members for all appointments to University Assembly committees. Now, just to give a little background on what happens is the Operations and Staffing Committee, which is the executive board and all the committee chairs, get together at the end of the year and have a little powwow and assign people to certain committees. Basically, there are several very influential UA committees that the executive board is responsible for, or the OSCOM, Operations and Staffing Committee, is responsible for appointing. This now brings in our UA representatives into that discussion. It gives them the power to voice and vote on who they want to see on the committee. So are there any questions? No, we're going to back.
One small, just a grammar thing. In the change to Article 5, Section 4, the last item in the list is being removed, including that "and," that there not be an "and" inserted between the two clauses before that. So, it shall be the responsibility of the Secretary to chair the Operations and Staffing Committee and?
Mm-hmm.
You may say.
We caught the period, but not the comma, or the comma, but not the
period. Very small, but.
We'll get that in the next draft.
Another implication of this is third UA position will open up. Well, remember last year there was a competition for those UA positions, so this will open up a new position if this change passes.
And also with this, if there's somebody who's not a part of this assembly that you think would be fantastic on there, Tamara already fits the UA, or the GPSA representative, so they would also become eligible at our next meeting to run for this position if we vote this into place. Because if we vote this into place at the next meeting, it will go into effect immediately, is how it's written. And so, keep that in mind, or if you personally would like to serve on there, just to make sure we have good community or good representation there.
And Tim is here. If you have any question about UA, you can ask him afterwards.
Yeah, I didn't know, like we're saying, you know, having someone do the secretary, UA, take classes, possibly TA, or whatever else they're doing, I think he needs to get that.
I was chair of the UA 2 years ago as well as graduate chair. And graduate was a short change in the UA. We only get 3 spots. Of course, you know, the faculty get 7, the staff get 5, and the president. And it was like only having 2 people on there. Or really only 1, because 1 grad student is a grad chair. 1 grad student is really the secretary, so they're really not there. And then 1 other person is like really not there. So it's great for the UA, for grad representation on the UA.
If there's necessity to further discuss what the position do and so on, we can do it. But maybe we can do it at the council first meeting, because that's where we will recruit members. And next meeting we will also hopefully pass it.
I already talked about that.
And let's move on to the next resolution. It's also proposed by Amy and the
This was just me.
Okay.
So, eventually, if some of you remember back to our election meeting last spring, we were talking about, you know, one of the things that I kind of said I wanted to do was to overhaul the committee structure a little bit. And this is a start to that. I think it's really important that we have, especially with the GCI and actually making progress with some of those, because there are committees and administrators across the campus that are looking at this document and are mentioning it. We were at orientation and the deans and the president gave a short welcome address, and they mentioned the GPSA and the GCSI just about right one after another. So they're taking notice of it, but what that means for us is that we need to have very valuable, very consistent committee representation across campus. And so what this does is it just, it requires that people that we appoint to university committee report to the assembly, whether they've met or not, so that we know that either A, they've made it on the list that they're supposed to be making it on, because that does happen. I mean, sometimes names just get switched around and just don't make it on different lists or whatnot. And secondly, that they're also attending the meetings or keeping up on the issues at the meeting so that we're aware of them as well. So that's the bulk of it. Does that make sense? Or anybody have questions?
Is anyone, I guess they went beyond, it's possible. Is there anyone, any university community right now? Oh, Dennis? What?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, that's, we will update you guys very frequently. But usually there are some committees that meet not so regularly, or maybe you get busy through the semester so you don't have time to go. And without this report mechanism, you may not attend the committee meeting for a semester, and we don't really know. So this is a mechanism to make you go, and even if you didn't go, you have to let us know. Any suggestions?
Oh, and by the way, my vision on this in terms of a report is not like a 3 or 4 page document. It's a, we met so-and-so date, it's an email, quick, we discussed these topics, boom, done. I'm not envisioning lots and lots and lots of formality, because we don't have any more time in our lives for more formality. So, it's just something quick. If you didn't meet, an email saying we didn't meet so that you're kind of in contact, always a good thing. So.
Okay, let's move on to the next agenda item. Last semester we didn't elect the pay and benefits chair, so this spot is still open for election. Now I open the floor for nominations for this position. You can nominate others or yourself.
Can I nominate myself?
Yes.
Well, since most of you don't know me, I'd like to make a short introduction of myself first. My name is Grey, which means courageous in Chinese. So I'm from China. My parents expected me to become the kind of courageous superwoman. So I've been working very hard the past years and volunteered in some countries like England, Malaysia, Japan, and Australia. So I'm very interested in public affairs. That's why I enrolled in the master program on public administration. So after graduate, I'm hoping to work for international organizations like the United Nations. So I think to work for GPSA would be a wonderful start for me to train myself to get some experience in this kind of arena. So I would appreciate it if you could give me the support. And about pay and benefits, I have one thing in mind right now is about health insurance. I think we pay way too much for our health insurance before now, especially for those people with F2 visa. So I think we can work on that and discuss it. Well, I also have some other ideas in my mind that I really like to discuss with you in the future. So that's pretty much what I want to say. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other nominations? See none. Maybe we should introduce this position a little bit. Do you want to say
I can. So paying benefits chair, as far as my understanding goes, correct me if I'm wrong from over here, I'm afloat with committees right now and trying to get people in applications. So pain benefits chairs a committee to focus on pain benefit issues for campus, ranging from PhD students to master's students. And each one sees very different things in terms of their issues. I mean, take for instance, graduate PhD students don't pay for their own health insurance in most departments. And so it's a different issue across there. And so you'd be focusing on that and figuring out issues that you would like to tackle in that arena of sorts.
And several years ago, we did a large-scale pain benefit survey conducted by the committee. It covered, I don't know, the number of students. And we sent a copy to all the relevant administrations. But we didn't see much action follow-up. Although when we need contact, we always post the survey. But we want the committee to be active from this year on. Do you know other nominations so we can go for a vote? That all those four. What's that?
You have to move to close nominations.
Oh, okay. So.
Does the nomination require a second?
Yes.
I think so.
One. So we have the second for the nomination.
Okay.
And I move that we close nominations.
Second motion.
Thank you. And I also move unanimous ballot. Any objections? Have you ever seen that one? I love that one. It requires no vote at all. Unless there's objections, you can move unanimous ballot. It's a new trick that I don't know you guys have used. It's in Robert's rules, I promise.
So, no objections, we passed. So, congratulations. In fact, I think Trustee Small proposed the benefit for the spouse on health insurance like 1 year ago. So, you may want to talk to him. He did extensive study on that issue. Our next agenda item, update on bus service and UNC. Let's talk about bus service first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Andy.
Yeah. Andy can go first.
Okay. So I had a concern raised with me from one of my students in law school there's been a change in bus service to the Maplewood and East Hill Plaza areas, specifically with the Route 51 bus, which my understanding is that previously, up until this year, the 51 bus serviced the central campus outbound, would then service Maplewood and East Hill Plaza. Pickup students were coming into campus, and those students, this bus would then stop at the college town bus stop, which was an extremely convenient stop for students going to law school and the engineering quad and other places on the south end of campus. And my understanding is that the bus no longer services that area and is now substantially less useful to students who live in East Hill or in Maplewood and who need access to those areas of campus. So I was asked to raise that with the GPSA. Maybe work with the TCAT on at least figuring out why that change took place and if there's anything that we can do to restore that level of service that graduates and students have available to them.
Any similar complaints for people who use that service?
Just something I got is saying, I don't know if it's in response to the 51, but the 50 seems to be more packed now, and I wonder if that's because.
I guess it's because of the new students.
All the buses are more packed these days.
Sure, I just have one suggestion about the Transportation Advisory Committee is active again. and the chair is arranging a meeting in the week of September 17th. David Lee, Director of Transportation Services, will be there. I have that right. My TV assistant director. Good person to talk to. We'll be there. And I can give you contact information for Chair Jay Brown, who's the liaison from the UA, who's heading that off.
Great. So we're actually appointing students here soon to that committee. So if you want to serve on that committee, feel free to submit your application. That's my little committee plug. Also, we're going to have P-Guides here in a few weeks at our next meeting in September, where they're going to be presenting kind of the future plan for transportation concerns in the greater Ithaca area, which will also be very interesting to see what they actually present.
What's
P-Guides?
Transportation Engineering Environmental
Access. Thank you.
That's actually the next assembly meeting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's more of a blueprint type. They will discuss how to arrange the transportation and pedestrians and bicycles in a harmonious way. But that's not immediate effect arrangement. And
It was worth my attention that one first year student who decided to come in July start early recordation. She was granted the free bus pass until August, in which case then she was told she has to pay. Because once August began, now we started the new year. Hence she's completed her first year. You and myself, we contacted the transportation office, and that did get resolved, but it's something the GPSA should look into to check that, first years are getting the correct information, that they're allowed one full year and not 1 month. Regardless of when the academic year begins.
And in fact, I did nothing but find their website and find their contact email. In fact, it's our website, Cornell Transportation.
I just got your email.
So I just emailed them as a person who complained, and they get back to me very quickly with the full explanation. So I think if you have any questions, you should contact them and see what they say instead of complaining just to your friends, because that's more effective. You may get free bus pass through an email, if you deserve it.
I tried
that.
So, UNC update.
So, I have an update from both the CMT and UNC, so the College Town Neighborhood Council and the University of Central Connecticut. I went to the past couple of weeks. First, I'll do the College Town meeting. And so, basically, it's made up of a bunch of people that business owners and come together, I think, once a month to talk about the concerns they had. So, four major things they talked about. One is they're going to put in a new traffic signal at Dryden and College Ave. And they're debating different types, they're putting the signal in. I guess a big point is that there's a College Town Vision Task Force that they're trying to do to make long-term plans for the area of Palestine, seeing as how it's kind of a finite area and we have more students coming in, and they're trying to, I feel like they're trying to diversify the area a little bit. They don't want to be all students, but that's not going to happen. What they're proposing is a temporary moratorium on instruction in Palestine for a year or 8 months, which actually can be a pretty big deal. We want to stop building in Palestine. So we raised, though, another student and I went to that. We raised concerns about that, but I think temporary being a key word is not a big deal. It's not instruction for just this year. They also raised that what they want to do in light of the tragic events at Virginia Tech, they want to have some sort of bulletin board, like notification system that kind of coincides with the university notification system for if something happens, they need to let everybody know. They want to pull one up kind of over a college town or an area where everyone can see it. There's a lot of funny ideas about like the best kind of sign as well, so everyone sees it. I don't really know where it's going with that yet. They just kind of are just starting for that conversation. And I have a flyer for an info brunch. So if anyone lives in College Town, at the fire department there on Sunday, September 9th, they're having like a barbecue brunch from 11 to 1. At the UNC meeting, I was told by campus life representatives that all graduate families that requested a return to Hasbrook were accommodated. So I know that was a big issue, but I feel like that was the last thing I was told, that anyone that still wanted to be there could. And a little bit more on transportation, TCAT added two new bus routes. So one is an evening service to the mall that runs Monday to Friday from Pleasant Grove area. And then the second one is on the weekend, they'll run like from Hasbrook downtown to Wegmans and the mall. And that's only a really short window, but it's supposedly a new service that people didn't know like that. Also, I don't know if anyone saw in the looking for me, anyway. The buses are free for students after 6 p.m. And all you need is your ID card. And you just put the parking chip and you don't have to drive the station.
Last weekend.
What?
Last weekend.
Weekend, too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this
all routes?
All
routes? You know, I don't know all routes, which one runs late. I don't know if anyone runs. I don't know.
All routes,
that
means. Dennis, do you want to say
something? No, I want to ask a question. So, you know, we're building a long time, that isn't like, temporary.
Temporarily, right.
Does that even say improvement project?
No, so it's weird because I think they can do some improvement projects, and stuff that's already started, they can continue, but I think they're trying to stop building like large apartment complexes. Like, you can renovate storefronts if you want to, that kind of thing, too, but really trying to push a lot for businesses. They can change a little bit, but then kind of build it up as more of a center.
What about stuff like student housing in college kind of is bad?
Right.
It's terrible. If you want to encourage landlords to have to renovate that kind of, would there be any like counterweight to get clean up college town?
Yeah, and actually that's one of the concerns that we raised, that if they stop building houses, the more students that come in, rent things skyrocket. Because it's happening in other cities that are not fresh line. So I think they're trying to keep it as temporary as they can, and that there are exceptions to the rule for a number of reasons that we use conditioning. I have a feeling it has to be, right? Like, I think in my major instruction, I don't think studying like this part in time. I think I'll have to study. Two other things I want to briefly mention is there is a new service called Gift to Car Share, which is new to me, but apparently it's not new around the country, that there's like a car share kind of idea where I think here what they're trying to do is they'll have maybe 10 to 15 cars. This company will have a fleet of cars that you can basically just use their cars. It's kind of like a rental service, but it's not. You pay like a yearly fee of like $50 or whatever, X amount a month, and then you can just use those vehicles. And they pay for gas, they pay for, like, you don't have to pay any mileage stuff, you don't have to pay insurance. But that's a new thing they're trying to market. I know it happens in bigger cities, and so if you go to ipsacarshare.org, you can find out more information. And so I thought it was a really cool idea, and what they're trying to do is show that this type of idea can work in smaller communities. And so I think it's really cool. Adding cars is better. I think it's like people that want to use it. And another idea that they're pushing around is the possibility of like a campus bike rental system. And I don't know if there's interest in that. I kind of want to take interest in that. And I don't know. I feel like they mentioned that they're trying to tie it in with maybe like a kind of like a library system where you can rent a bike for a while to go to the intersection station. But I don't know how far that is in planning or if they're trying to gauge interest in anybody that kind of like, if you've experienced that anywhere else or any
characters.
That came up in Paris, right? In the meeting, that they can do it there, they can do it here, but
it's really awesome, right? This is that we can see. When I was at Cornell undergrad, there were actually 20 bikes on campus, which is pretty easy to ride.
Yeah, I think it's free. If you, as long as you don't want to be forever.
So, but this car share plan, is it going into effect?
Oh, it's actually absolutely going into effect. They're going to have 10 cars running within 6 weeks.
No.
And then they'll have more cars coming in soon. And then, I guess, it, they tried to have it effect a while ago, but they cut grant insurance and now they have a national sponsor. I don't think it's Cornell specific to the area. I think the place is going to probably be down from 13. Hopefully, we'll have it look.
Yeah. And since this is an interesting committee, they are still recruiting one more member. So if you're interested, you can talk to him afterwards. Let's move on to the last agenda item. The executive committee met a lot over the summer. We want to decide a goal for this year so that we focus our strength to it. We have all kinds of regular business items that occupy our agenda, as you can see, but we also want to clarify how we want to brand GPSA in front of the graduate and professional students, and if they remember GPSA as something, what do they remember us as, and how we want to be effective on this campus. The regular function of GPSA is we voice the students' concerns towards the administration, such as train benefits and housing, transportation, and healthcare, mental health, all kinds of things, summarized in GPI. And we also have regular functions as deciding student activity fee and allocating this fee towards student groups. Those are our regular functions. At the same time, we also staff people to university committees and have our own committees to discuss different issues. Basically, here we serve as the liaison or bridge between credit students and the university decision-making process. But we also add the events such as graduate ball and design events within GPSA and towards other students. So we want to find a unified goal for ourselves beyond our daily functions that we can identify and focus. So here is a chance for brainstorming. You can come up with any ideas. Maybe we can continue this discussion at our retreat, but we want to start this discussion now so we have the momentum going. Now I open the floor for discussion.
Oh no, I was trying to find that.
Well, I think there's one thing that's really obvious, and that's the GPI. I think we really need to keep our focus on that. Last year's assembly, like I said earlier, did just an incredible job in putting that together and making it known. And I think it would be a real failure on our part if we let that fall apart. So I think that needs to be on the forefront of all of our minds, even if it just means going back to your field and bringing it up a few times, you know, at club meetings or whatever, just to poll students and see what their knowledge base is on it, and see if they have any recommendations for the committee, because I'm sure Janet would agree with me, you would agree with me. We hope to get your feedback from meetings like this on what you are thinking, what your constituents are thinking, so that we can take that back to the committee. That'll be really important for us.
I guess I could hop in on that, which is I've worked with graduate students on this campus since my 12th year, my first year in this capacity, and I would say this particular report has raised the profile of graduate students in the discussion all across the university in graduate students' needs, aging conditions, how to improve life for graduate students. So I would really commend GPSA for the work that you guys did last year, and also just that you're, as we say, the iron is hot, and and so it, keep a high profile and keep your level of commitment high to issues and concerns of this group and this population.
In fact, because we mention GCI all the time, people may have the impression it's a document, but it is a summary of all the problems we had in the past, and we try to come up with ideas to solve them, but it's not complete because we didn't see them coming into effect. We don't know how effective our suggestions will be, and it's an ongoing conversation. All our past contributors are still on the working group, but I feel I'm also a member of working group. Whenever I was there, I feel we do need constant input from our assembly and from our community, because all the key people who can make things happen are in the working group, but they also have different priorities and they don't know what we need the most. So we feel we need to report our progress every time after we meet, and also get feedback from your guys and decide which we want to pursue as priority. But if you haven't read it, I recommend you to read it. You'll find a lot of things you want to complain or is concerning about right now has been mentioned somewhere in the document. And we try to come up with ways to solve them. And it's not only is problem solving. Okay. You want to mention something? No, that's okay. You can say it.
I just wanted to offer support, continued support for the graduate community initiative, because it is a community initiative, even though the buzz sort of started in here, it's certainly something that I agree we should continue our support for in this next year as a bigger goal for the GPSA as a whole and almost the entire graduate professional community. It's something that if we continue to reach out to our departments and our the different colleges, that we could certainly get more feedback and have it be even more colorful, a file with more information and more input from more people, to have it be as juicy or as full as it could be as a full graduate community initiative. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Thank you.
So Tamara hit on something that I think is important, that I know I've seen not being involved in GPSA for a little while now coming in, is that one thing that I think we lack is we get caught up in our group and taking care of GPSA stuff, that sometimes we forget about communicating to our departments or constituencies that we can be an avenue for them to contact and to take care of things or find places for them to contact. And I think it would be a good community building effort, even amongst the graduate community, to know that they have that avenue and to know who GPSA is. And I think we're doing great things towards that, but I'd like to see it continue.
And also another thing I think is to keep continuous communication with the university government, because the science and to achieve our CCI goals, we need some money, some funding support. So, but the money that the university can allocate are limited, because most of the money in our incoherent government has specified the target, so it cannot be used to the other parts. So I think we need to remind our president and office that we need money to achieve which goal, and to when he go out to raise the money, he will remember us and say, okay, can you support our graduate students, which program, something like that. So I think that would be a good way to get financial support from outside.
If I may beg to differ, though, I agree that the things that we have proposed through the GCI will require money, but I don't think that should necessarily be one of our goals through the GPSA. I think we need to continue to support what's specified in the GCI, support other things, other concerns that come up, but so long as we show that there's active support, there's active interest among the graduate students and the professional students, money will be made available. I don't think it's necessarily our responsibility to go out there and say, we need money for this. So, I mean, I don't know if that's what you were insinuating, but I just wanted to throw that out there, I suppose. I think it's really important that we show that there's interest, we show that there's there are graduate students out there with concerns and participating in the committees, participating in the Council of Representatives. So that's one of my goals, as it is for every vice president of the GCSA, is to really get the Council of Representatives staff. It's our main way of communicating with our constituents. And by getting participation among more fields, it's going to show, I think we need to basically just keep showing that there's interest and that there is active participation among the graduate students.
I guess, at the start of the year, there's a lot to think about. I think we have a couple of other things that are on our plate right now. GCI is one of them, and also the activity is another that we should keep, right in front of our eyes. However, looking back at last year, and, Jim, how we approached June last year, the GCI, in many respects, was a band-aid for the assembly. A year and a half ago, we were all in basically shambles. The assembly was in my few ashes at that point. And, and that was the impetus that brought Jen and I out, and brought Jen and I together to create something like the GCI and to give the GPSA a purpose. And I say band-aid in the fact that I think we did give did fix the problem of people leaving the GPSA halfway through the year, but we never addressed, how the GPSA functions. How our rules work to serve our own needs? How are several different committee positions that we have, how well do they work? So one of the things we talked to Amy about over the summer was not in the next couple months, but maybe sometime in the spring, start thinking about how we can better work as an assembly, how can we better work as an organization, how can we better communicate to our constituencies, how well is the core work, how well are we working as a body of 19, all these different factors, and start looking at how we can clean up our charter, which I think needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work, and just changing it to better suit our needs and to better achieve our goals in the future. And some of the things about maybe not now, but certain ideas of how we can better operate, how we can better write the rules, our procedures down to make us a more well-oiled machine.
I'm not on the assembly this year, so I just speak from involved last year. So far, I'd say we should get with the mandate, and I'm really excited to hear that there's still support for that document over the same day and want to see that by. One thing that, last year we were in a bit of a crisis, so there are several problems that need to be addressed at once, not only the efficacy of this body, but also some serious pressure to prevent general overworking. Now that the GPR really has a campus attention, I wonder if we could now start thinking about some things to do to raise the GPSA's profile among graduate students more generally. I know we started Michelle and I started the grad fall 3 years ago as an opportunity to bring grad students together and experience something other than being in the lab or library. Celebrations would be a good one. We started the grad night out a couple years ago. I wonder also, maybe the GPSA should have a team for the eighth ride in 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe there should be, when there's a chance why they serve the GPSA should put together a group of people that is a GPSA sponsored team that's doing that. And it would seem we've got the party crowd thing going now and we're getting really good at that. Maybe we should start thinking about what other kinds of service, what kind of service we can provide, not just to our community, but what we can involve our community in this conversation. So this is a thought. This can be more fun than the HR
No, actually, Janet, you bring up a good point, and that's something I thought a little bit about. And another one of my roles, aside from getting the core staff, is communication. And I would like to see us perhaps write some things for the Chronicle, or maybe for the Daily Sun. So if anybody has an interest in writing, please let me know. I'll be looking for help on the communications committee anyway, and I'd love to have some of you guys involved in that. So I think that's I'm not saying that's the end all and be all, but it's maybe a step in that direction. And
along the same lines of what Janet mentioned,
okay.
And after our experience this summer in the softball league, I don't know if there's an IM league that already exists for grad students. I know that there's one for undergraduate students, but that would be something that would be really cool, either as a departmental thing or as a graduate student thing, mix and matching so that people can meet people across departments, and that would be fantastic. That's different. I mean, it doesn't have to be a whole lot. Start with some of the more popular or small, diverse set of active event things in the warm season and the cold season, and it would also help motivate us to get out of the lab and into the field.
Now, we had a grad that had a lot of them that, 2 years ago, was actually able to see at night instead of line break. That always was really awesome. It was like a way to get the digital something good,
Or who are recovering alcoholics and just can't go to a bar.
Or who really want to play hockey.
Right.
Okay, seeing our time is about to be up, I suggest we continue this discussion at our retreat. All the assembly members are invited. If you can't go there, please email Celia and me. Before we adjourn, I would like to ask for a show of hands. How many people have read GCI by far?
Have read it?
Yes. Okay, I see most of the old members have read it. If you haven't, then this will be your assignment before you attend the review. We'll have questions before we start any fun game. So now I announce our meeting adjourned.
One last plug before you all leave. Submit your committee applications online. Please, we have to appoint a few committees by Wednesday this week. So submit them, please.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.